share with you a couple of stories that God is doing in my life and in the lives of children over in England.
我只是想跟你们讲两个故事，是神在我身上所做的工，以及我在英国碰见那些年轻孩子们他们的故事。
And they go with the question, what can God do with a generation and with a life?
这可以跟我们讲，就是神如何在最年轻的一代身上，他如何做他的工作。
Each of us has a story, each child has a story, and where our story begins with Jesus. My story began when I was 3 years old, and my dad helped answer some questions for me.
每个人都有一个故事，他们如何与基督建立这个关系。我是从三岁的时候就有认识基督，我的父亲跟我讲了这样的一个故事。
And I received Jesus as my savior from sin.
我那个时候我知道基督就是把我从罪里面拯救出来。
And I remember when I was little saying, God, I will do anything when you want me to, or when I grow up, except for be a teacher. I never want to be a teacher.
我记得我那时候跟神祷告说，我愿意做任何的事，但是我不愿意做老师。
And this was because I had no patience, and my mom and sisters knew that very well.
这是因为我没有耐心，我的姐妹们跟我的妈妈都知道。
But God led me to go to a program when I was a teenager, a program that I know several of you have gone to as well, called Christian Youth in Action, or CYIA.
但是让神让我有机会参与这样一个活动，叫基督青年在行动的这个活动。我知道你们当中有不少的孩子们也参与这个活动。
And he showed me that he wanted me to be a teacher and kept me faithful to that plan for 12 years. And now I'm getting ready to go over to England and be a teacher for children's ministry.
通过这个项目让我知道神是要我做老师，所以我的计划就是要去到英国去，有机会做这样的老师。
And I'm still not very patient, but he is teaching me.
虽然我不是很有耐心，但是神也教导我。
The Lord laid Europe and England on my heart about 5 years ago, and I started to do research as to why even do missions in England and Europe.
大概五年之前，我有这样一个意念，就是为什么我要去英国与欧洲传道。
And I found out things that absolutely shocked me. Research shows that 9 out of 10 kids in the UK will never enter a church building in their lifetime.
我所做的研究实在是我非常的惊讶。在英国只有9个孩子当中10个孩子当中有9个，他们一生从来没有去过教会。
I was amazed because this was the place that was the birthplace for so much of Christianity and great missionaries like Hudson Taylor and George Mueller and Mary Slessor came out of, and now only 8% of the population even claims to be evangelical Christians.
我非常的惊讶，因为英国是我们知道在基督徒史上有许多的传道人，非常著名的传道人，戴德森啊，还有 George Mueller 一些，那些大的传道人的复兴都是从英国开始的。但是我所了解的现在的情况就是那么多的人从来没有听到这个福音。
When we were there, I joined a team in different places around the United Kingdom, and one team I joined was up in Scotland.
我去那的时候，我们去苏格兰有一个地方，我们参加他们当地的团队。
And in this team, we went into 2 elementary schools and had the unique opportunity to tell the gospel to every single child in these schools, over 600 kids.
我们去的时候，我们有接触到2个学校，这两个学校当地的孩子有将近600个孩子，他们有机会听到福音。
We asked the kids what they would change about the world. And some kids gave us silly answers, like we had boys that would say, oh, we would get rid of all the girls. And girls that would say, oh, we would get rid of all the boys.
我们去的时候，我们问他们，你们的意向是什么？你们希望世界变得怎么样？那当然他们说的有的时候是很风趣的故事，他们会讲孩子，男孩子会讲我们要把所有的女孩子都去掉，那女孩子只要把所有的男孩子都去掉。
But there were some kids that gave us real answers. We had one little girl who said, I have epilepsy and I don't understand why this happens to me. She was only 6 years old and I cannot make it stop.
有一个六岁的孩子小女孩，她特别的跟我说，她说她有癫痫症，她说她愿意他不知道为什么在身上他会有这样的病症，他希望他能够把这个病症去除。
There is another little girl who said, My father is always angry, and no matter what I do, he is always angry.
另外一个小女孩告诉我，她的父亲总是非常的愤怒。
So then we told the kids God's good plan, that he's going to make a new world that takes away all the sadness and tears, and it is because of Jesus.
我们告诉他们神有他的美好的计划，他通过耶稣基督把这个世上所有的困苦、痛苦跟灾难都取走、拿走。
After that, we gave them the opportunity to ask questions about what they heard.
然后我们就告诉他，问他们一些问题，他们听了我们讲的这些话之后，他们能不能有什么样的反应。
And one girl raised her hand, she was about 9 years old, and she said, How will this new world work without sadness? Because sadness is what we all rally around.
她有一个九岁的女孩回答说，她说如何把那个痛苦拿走呢？那个灾难、悲伤拿走呢？你知道这个世界上我们做许多事情都是围绕了这个悲伤的事情来做的。
If I, as an adult who grew up in a Christian family, struggle with that concept of having hope in this world, and I have the hope within me, how much more hopeless is it?For these kids who have no hope of Jesus and have never heard or can fathom who he is.
当我成长的时候，我们所想到的，我们是一个有希望的一代。但是你们可以想象那些小孩子们，他们所经历的，他们是多么的没有无望，也没有因为没有听到这个福音。
Yet even in the midst of all this darkness that is over there and the hardness of their hearts, God was definitely and is definitely at work.
但是即使在这个黑暗的当中，即使在人的硬的心肠的当中，我们还是能够看到他的盼望，还是有盼望。
I was at a children's camp in Northern Ireland for a week. There were over 70 kids there, and there was one girl who stuck out who was absolutely crazy with energy.
在北爱尔兰的时候，我们有一个夏令营，有将近70个孩子在那边参加，其中有一个小女孩，她是非常的充满的精力。
She was 9 years old, her name was Chloe, and she would be bouncing off the walls every single moment of the day, except for when it came to devotion.
这个叫 Chloe 的小女孩，她是非常的活泼与好动，只有当她与个人，就在个人灵修的时候，她才安静下来。
Whenever it came to that point, Chloe would shut down and not say anything. So we did this for several days.
他在灵修的时候那个时候他就非常的安静这个有好几天的时间。
Then one day we were asking for prayer requests and Chloe said waffles.
有一天我们问你们有没有祷告事项， Chloe 说他想吃华夫饼干。
And we kind of looked at her strange and the girls giggled and Chloe said, I want to pray that God will give us waffles sometime for dinner this week.
我们就觉得很奇怪我们都觉得他的祷告事项很好笑他说他希望在这个星期当中有一天他能够吃到华夫饼干。
And the girls again giggled, but we said, no, God cares about little things, and we don't know if he'll say yes or no, but he'll answer, so let's pray for it.
我们就告诉那些孩子们说，也许神是会关照那些很细小的事情，来，让我们一起为这个事情祷告。
So every night we prayed that God would give us waffles for dinner, which isn't a normal thing to eat for dinner in England.
每天晚上我们都为这个事情祷告。你知道在英国吃华夫饼干，晚饭吃华夫饼干是一个不是一个很正常的事情。
Then Friday came and Chloe comes running up to me saying, Hannah, Hannah! And I thought, oh no, something has burnt down or they've injured themselves.
星期五的晚上，那 Chloe 就突然跑过来叫我的名字。
And so Chloe then told me, guess what? We are having waffles for dinner tonight.
Chloe 对她说，今天晚上晚饭我们有华夫饼干吃。
And then Chloe and the 11 other girls in our dorm went around and told all of the 70 other kids there that God had listened to Chloe's prayer and given us waffles for dinner.
Chloe 跟她的11个其他的女孩同伴告诉所有70个夏令营的营员，告诉他们神答应了他们的祷告要求。
And earlier that week, I had prayed and I had said, God, would you please give us waffles for dinner and show Chloe that you care about her and open her heart to you? And the next day, Chloe came and walked by me on the way to the beach.
我也为这个事情祷告，我是希望神能够打开通过这个事情打开他们的心。那一天我跟Chloe 在一起在沙滩上行走。
And she began to ask me questions. And she said things like, God, or why should I read my Bible when my mom's Bible has so much dust on it because she never reads it? Or how do I talk to God?
Chloe 也跟我说，她说为什么我需要读圣经？我的妈妈从来不读圣经，她的圣经接满了灰尘。我如何去读这样的圣经？
It reminded me that God cares about literally every little detail in our lives, even something like waffles for dinner.
这提醒了我，神对我们生活当中的每一个细节都知道，都关心，即便是一个华夫饼干。
And he knew just how to break through to her heart.
他知道怎么样打开我们的心。
And this is just one aspect of the ministry. Another part of the ministry in England, that's one of my favorite parts, is the idea of multiplication.
这个是其中的一个施工，另外的一个施工就是怎么样把扩大我们更多的人去听这个福音。
Now, when I went to school or to college to be an elementary school teacher, part of the reason was because I knew I would not have to take any math classes.
我去大学学小学的做小学老师，我主要的原因就是不想学数学。
But God is always at work with math that doesn't make sense, and I kind of like that a little bit better.
但是神他可以把那个数学变成一个很奇妙的东西。
Because 2+2 does not equal 100.
他是。二加二不应该等于一百。
And yet God uses math like that in children's ministry so often. We can have two trainers that will go and train two other people how to do children's ministry, and a chain reaction will come, and through that, hundreds and even thousands of people will be trained to reach kids.
但神所做的工就跟我们人的理解不同，我们比方两个同工去培训另外两个同工，那所得到的结果是成百上千个孩子能够听到他的福音。
There are over 11 million children in the United Kingdom, and there are only 7 full-time workers with Child Evangelism Fellowship. If you divide that up, that's a little more than a million children per worker.
在英国大概有1100万的儿童啊。我们只有七个同工做 CEF 的工作，就是儿童福音团的工作，所以七个人要给1100万的同工，这样每个人是要传给100多万的儿童。
Which would be absolutely impossible.
当然这是不可能的事，在人是不可能的事。
So I will join teams of workers throughout the United Kingdom, so England, Scotland, and Wales, to help train other workers and other volunteers in the local churches to reach their own children so more children can be reached.
所以我做的施工主要是到英国的各地, 从英格兰, 苏格兰, 威尔士, 我们去当地的教会去培训他们的童工, 然后有那些童工在, 传达到这个更多的儿童。
However, this does come with its challenges because the average size church in the United Kingdom is only 8
但是这也有很大的挑战, 因为你们知道在英国它平教会的平均, 人数是18个人。
And many of the churches are very hardened towards or calloused towards reaching their children for the gospel. They don't see the point.
许多的教会, 他们的, 心肠是蛮硬的, 也是不太愿意去, 去做这样的工作, 去教导儿童的工作。
There are not many churches in London, but there are probably about 50 or 60 churches that are there.
在伦敦, 有没有很多的教会, 大概有五六十个教会。
And yet I joined a team that went into London last year and we only had 10 five-day clubs and that was all of the ministry that CEF in London would basically have for their summer.
CEF 在伦敦, 去年就是, 我所做的就是只有,
how many?
You said, oh, 有十个, 这样的一个 camp, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 有十个这样的, 营会, 有这样的夏令营会。
So we joined them and helped them and to do their five-day club.
我们与当地的同工, 一起做五日的俱乐部。
Because there were so few volunteers that would be willing to do this throughout the summer.
因为夏天里面只有很少的志愿者愿意做这样的工作。
However, there are churches that are excited. We had one church that we joined that was, again, only about 20 people, but they had a children's ministry going throughout the year that had over 40 to 50 kids in it.
但是有一个教会也是蛮, 愿意参加我们的活动, 它大概有, 40-50个孩子在这样一个教会里面有一起的跟我们参与。
I'm hoping to go and join the teams that are there and that by training these local churches and workers, we hope to be able to spread the vision and the excitement of children's ministry and what God can do in young people's hearts.
我希望能够有机会去那边更多的做这样的施工, 让, 神打开的他们的眼睛, 让他们能够听到这样的福音。
My plan is I will be leaving in 2 weeks for 7 months, so I'll be leaving July 16th.
我的计划是我大概有2个星期之内我就去离开去, 英国, 在那边有工作7个月。
When I return, I will be finishing support raising and getting things ready, and then God has given me the specific plan to move back over there sometime next year for 3 to 6 years.
我的计划是如果做神的带领就是让我就是这个七个月的行程完成了之后希望我能有机会在那边长期的做3到5年的5年到7年的这样的工作。
And I'll be working with Child Evangelism Fellowship as a full-time worker somewhere in the United Kingdom.
所以我是做 CEF的全职的工作 在英国。
And I want to invite you all to be a part of this ministry and partnering with what God is doing over there.
我愿意邀请你们也做我的同工, 也参与到一起这样的施工当中去。
You can do this through, first of all, through prayer.
你们首先, 希望你们能够为我的施工祷告。
If you notice when I said I'll be going over and living somewhere in the United Kingdom, part of the reason I'm going over for 7 months this time is to find a place to live.
你们刚刚听到我讲我要去那边七个月, 一个很大的原因就是我想找到一个能够, 合适的居住处。
But I will also be involved in different aspects of children's ministry in London and throughout the United Kingdom
我也会参与伦敦的儿童施工，也会去其他的地方。
And the multiplication effort, getting trained myself so I can train others better, and then returning and training the local people.
让我有机会能够培养更多的当地的同工。
So these are some things that you can be praying for, and at the end you can come up and I have a list and you can put your name and address down and I'll sign you up for my newsletter updates and prayer posts.
希望你们为这样的施工祷告，你们完了之后你们可以签名，参与我的这个工作，我可以发我的把信息发给你们。
Another way that you can partner in this is through financial.
另一个方法就是你从财政上给我一些支持。
CEF has given me a budget that includes everything from my salary to ministry expenses, plane tickets, retirement benefits, everything.
CEF 给我的一个财务的计划，它包括我的工资，在那边住宿的费用，以及所有退休金，以及所有的开销。
And I'm required to have the amount of $5,300 a month coming in by next year when I move.
大概到年底之前，他们要求我能够筹款筹到5,300块一个月。
And God has been so faithful and has got me to 40% today.
神给我很大的祝福，让我能够达到这个目标的40%。
But I have been praying since May that I would be at 60% by July 20th this month.
我的祷告是到7月20号左右，我希望能够达到60%。
So I have about an $800 gap a month that I need to fill in the next 2.5 weeks.
所以在两个半星期之内，我大概有800块钱一个月的差距。
If you would be interested in joining that part, I am looking for 5 individuals at $100 a month, 5 individuals at $50 a month, or 10 individuals at $25 a month.
你们愿意跟我做同工的话，你们可以，我在寻求有5个同工可以每个月给我150块钱的支持，10个可以给我25块钱的支持，还有5个可以给我100块钱的支持。
God is doing amazing things. I have more stories to tell. If you would be interested, please come and talk to me at the end. I didn't even mention how God is bringing the nations into the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is the second largest population of refugees and immigrants for a country in the world.
神在我身上所做的许多美好的工作，我也没有更多的机会跟你们分享，我愿意跟你们一起的分享，可以跟我来交通。特别在英国，现在他们是世界上第二大的接受难民的地方。
And there are over 300 languages spoken alone in London.
在伦敦，单单在伦敦就有300种不同的语言。
So God is doing great things, and I would like to ask you to partner with what He is doing through me and through the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship over in England.
所以神做了他的一部分的工作，他也愿意，我愿意通过我，你们跟我一起同工，在做完成他的工作。
Generations have been lost in the United Kingdom, and their culture shows the effects of that. But God is and can redeem that remnant, and He's doing a mighty work in their nation right now.
好几代的人，在他们衰弱了。在英国，我们可以看到当今的英国的文化也有这样的反应。但是神不会放弃，他会继续做他的工。
And I want to end with these verses from Psalm 78.
我愿意跟大家分享一段经文，是诗篇78篇。
We will not conceal them from their children, but tell to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wondrous works that He has done, that the generation to come might know even the children yet to be born.
我们不把这些事情向他们隐瞒，他们却要把耶和华的赞美，他的能力，他所行的奇事，都向后代的人传达， 朝时后代的人，包括他将要出生的儿女，都可以知道。
Thank you so much for letting me come and share. Please come see me at the end, and I have all the information that's needed for that. And I have so appreciated being a part of your church in different ways through the last 12 years growing up here in Kansas City.
谢谢你们啊，让我有机会分享。我在12年的过程当中，我跟你们的教会与许多各种不同的关系，也参与在当中的施工。谢谢你们完了之后可以跟我有交通。
Thank you.